Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations did this go out?
You've
got
to get mad.
67.
You've got
to
say,
I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chair, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. My life has value.
Some say niggas is hard-headed because we love the truth. We put the game, though we bang with this thug and shit. I see you trying to hide, hoping that nobody don't notice you. Always remember you're still a member of the hopeless. See your black light, me till you snap like me. When these devils try to plot, trap out young black seeds. Look at coppers as crooked as the niggas they chasing, looking for gold models. Our father figures is baseless, since they expect Illuminati. Take my body to see niggas at the party with they bodies just as rowdy as me. Before I pack computer chips, I gotta deal with brothers flipping. I don't see no devils bleeding, only black blood dripping. We can change, which now say I'm watching niggas work their lives out without pay. Whatever it takes to switch places with the busters on top. I'm busting shots, make the world stop. They don't give a fuck about us.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. My life has value.
It's the morning after, and now all the laughter is gone. Time to reflect on what you did, cause they saying you wrong. I'm sure you had your reasons, dog, I don't doubt you. See, the simple fact of the matter is they don't give a fuck about you or them 5 miles you forced to be, not including yourself. All you want is wealth, they perceive it as greed. So as you loaded up that Mac and continue to bust, your mama's on paper, thinking they don't give a fuck about
us. I'm seeing it clearer, hating the picture in the mirror. They claim we're inferior, so why the fuck these devils fear you? I'm watching my nation dodging inside the cause. Expect the bloodbath, the aftermath is yours. I told you last album, we need help cause we dying. Give us a chance, help us advance cause we trying. Ignore my whole plea, watching us in disgust. And then they beg with my guns, but they don't give a fuck about us.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to riot, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it, my life has value.
homies got love for me. Down to catch a slug for me. Guaranteed to bleed deeply. Now that's love. Shit, nobody else to give a fuck if I'm toe down from the flow down. 6 feet deep in the cut. What the fuck done went wrong? How long will I be mourn when I'm going same song? Ain't give a fuck all along. And who am I to blame them? Just doing die through the rain. Since they don't give a fuck, I don't feel what I'm saying.
Now some niggas die by multiplying doubles. Wrapped in plastic or closed caskets for our troubles. Present times be busted like bubbles. With the police, this nation's be sent here to run you. Now look at what this crooked world is come. Spots grew up on the other side of perfect. A life of hurting mass, the hustle. So I play up top for and working. I see no reason, so I see all the season to season. Why you stop thinking that they
tell
give
me
a fuck?
My world is in peace, my nigga, you're lying. Cause half of my niggas long gone, buried in the dirt just for trying. Sometimes I think my block is dying, and that is awful. To wake up to another day, shit ain't changed, that's awful. I wake up sweating, dreaming, coughing, seeing me upside down, backwards, head twisted while I'm laying in the coffin. The shit comes around so often, so tell me something before I take it out on the world and get the dumping. Nigga, I'll be sober, if I ain't going through the struggle, and I'm doing the same thing you did at my age, and that's hustling on the edge of straight busting. But since you don't give a fuck, I'm with front, and I'ma drink my Hennessy like it ain't nothing.
Watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. Oh, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chair, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Translate. that you'll do time for, that you was out for. Here goes my dedication, crazy times affiliation, first and second generation, occupation, paper chasing. Yo, we trace back the years, through blood, sweat, and tears. So many of us went here, we used to pour out our beer. We share love just like we family, cause we tight just like we brothers. We look out for each other's mothers, and our significant others. In the summer 93, we lost our home for Andy. Suicidal tendencies, brought his family tragedy. And it is something to me where I ain't ever been the same. It's like we all took on his pain. I hear his demons call my name. There's 408 ways to die, but only one to be saved. The preacher man told me to pray to make these demons go away. So I raise my hands to the sky as a sign of surrender, friend. And I lift your name on high because it's me, your delivered friend. Forgiving me of my sins and my dirty deeds. Lord, you set me free, but don't forget my homie. It's for my homies that I was raised with. Not just days with the ones that I get blazed with, who stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
It's all my homies that I was raised with, spending years not just days with the ones that I get blazed with, who stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my homie?
Where you at, Joe?
If tonight's the night I died, then let these be my last words. Let it penetrate your heart, so you know how much it's worth. It hurts to see the curse that's been put upon us, and it's worse to see the looks of you not knowing what's up. And it cuts just like a knife to see you hurting in life. This here's a spiritual fight, so our souls pay the price. And every time that I see you, I wanna tell you about God, but it's like the devil gets my tongue, so sometimes it gets hard. So I put my thoughts to song with the homies on my mind, and I know I can't come wrong, cause the Lord will always shine. And even right now more than ever, I still die for you. And to my brother K, I'm down from the womb to the tomb. Everything that we've been through, some of us shouldn't be alive. From the robbers to the shootings, to the stabbings, to the fires, in all them crazy nights, God still was by our side. Even when some of us should have died, he still spared our lives. And that's the reason why I choose this life to be saved. So I pray, don't let the devil take my voice away. Every day I ask the Lord to take a hold of your heart. Each other's all we got, so till death do us part. It's for my homies that I was raised with, spending years not just days with, the ones that I get blazed with, who stay down when times are crazy. Where's my homie?
Where you at? Where you at?
Where's my
one day I'll make it right, I'm standing above the fight, watching all my homies down. I'm drowning in the night, trying to catch my breath, yet I'm blessed with less than sorrow. But I'm trying to fit and find my gift equipped for tomorrow. And I don't care if it's the last thing I do, concealing all my feelings, but I'll make it up to you. This is true, we down now, pushing on my stand out. Take my stand, place my swing, and we'll all be found out. Focus schemes, continue holding all the dreams. Never thought I'd do we all that, just a focusing. I just stand, diminish smoke, I'm broken down. I finish open, I ain't joking, close you up, you clown. I'm about to black out, rolling on the fast route. Got my mic, hold it tight and blow, I'm about to lash out. Take the brass out, licking all your wounds, glass teeth fast. Yeah, I'm glad to my tune. Pay my dues, but I'm struggling hard. The vision I pursue got me tumbled and scarred.
ain't flinching in this, pinching, wishing for sense. Driven off of wisdom, got me fishing for the fence. It's relentless out, our search for cream is endless. Victims of a vision, got me prison for my sentence. Who's always restless, cursed, I've been served a sense. Now reflection, inflection to my work. I'm feeling worthless, working on the stack, but I feel it getting smaller, searching for a bag. I'm surrounded, the walls are closing in, so I need to make a move, I'll pursue it to the end. Around my throat, I feel it, soulless grip, continuing to hold me below the coldest drip. I chose to skip, and never fumble and fall. I'm sick of other shit, I've been struggling hard.
Radio, welcome everybody. I am Carlos Trejo, your host, along with Miss Mary and Mr. Uno LA One. He is back.
Hey, good night to everybody out there listening, man.
Yeah, good man.
Back.
What's up, Mary? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we
ma'am.
We all hear each other and we look.
So what's going on, Mary? How
welcome
you doing on
to
this Wednesday night? Oh, thank you.
Doing
thank
okay,
you
know. Staying busy.
All right,
staying
all right.
Busy and you know, preparing for the Versatile Summer Jam. We got my sister's memorial service, I want to announce, is going to be Friday. There has been a change. It was actually scheduled for tomorrow, but
okay.
we're going to pull that Friday on La Sierra. You guys go ahead and visit my page. Anybody that was a friend to Carter Carter, you guys are more than welcome to come and join us. Good News Church right here on La Sierra in the city of Riverside. Give us a call if any of you guys want to help out with donating food or, you know, if you got any pictures of Karsha with yourself or with any family members, you guys are more than welcome to submit them to us. Also, we have a show tomorrow night. It's part two, Café con Leche.
Café con Leche.
Eso. Marcela Olivar. So you guys want to tune in part two? We're also going to have a special guest, Trinier, going to be in the building.
Ooh, Trinier. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Is he a DJ or what's this gentleman, his
Who
profession?
Is the guy? Who is the guy?
Premier, is it? Not DJ Premier, right? Is it DJ Premier?
No. Hold on.
Oh,
Carlos.
Okay. Yo.
Carlos, it is the legend. Trinier.
Trinier.
Yeah.
Oh, that
is... Okay,
no.
got it.
Female. You know, what,
oh.
okay, neither
oh,
one... Well, neither
okay,
one
I'm confused.
Either, hold on.
I'm
Wait
confused.
A minute. You guys are really confused. and for that, watch, we're going to go ahead and take one more break, and we're going to bump some Trinier right now. Just because you guys are a versatile radio crew, and you guys are acting all naive to who Trinier is.
No, I'm just promoting for her.
Watch, you're gonna switch gears right now. Let me just get this up on the board. Why don't you, in the meantime, tell everybody what the show is about today?
Oh yeah, show is definitely gonna be a good one today. We're gonna be talking about the situation with the children that have been coming into the United States from Central and South America, and partly Mexico, that are being instead of being treated like children and put in a foster home and watched by adults, they're being put in detention centers like adults. Their first impression of the United States, terrible. It's setting them up for failure. I think it's just terrible.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think,
we'll be right back. Go ahead, Uno.
Now, my opinion is that as far as with in regards to the immigration issue, I believe that the decisions that are reflecting is that America has lost a lot of its compassion towards the foreign or outside human beings, you know. And now it's like that. America has no compassion at all.
Yeah, so, hey, but we're gonna start with that when we come back right now. Go ahead, Mary, mm-hmm. play that jam.
Let's bump.
Yeah.
Versatile Radio.
This is specifically for Carlos Trejos and Uno. Watcha? Yeah.
Ooh, wait.
Versatile Radio tomorrow night. She will be with us.
I know that song, Mary.
Okay, so what's the name of that artist? Uno and Carlos.
Trinier.
Yeah.
I thought you said Premier.
Yeah, that's Trinier.
Right. So we're gonna kick off this show, Mary. Get the show started. Yes. I heard about this issue a couple weeks ago. I seen it on last week. It was on Bill Maher had he did a segment on it, and I really didn't think it was as bad as it is, but right now they have kids in jail. I mean, in detention centers, and there was a big protest from a bus going out from Arizona to Texas or vice versa, and they had nothing but kids in there. There was protesters trying to stop them, and I just don't understand why it has to be treated like that. Why kids have to be treated like that just because they're not American?
Where are the kids coming from? Like, I don't understand.
Well, the kids, these kids are coming. They're coming in from Central and South America and Southern Mexico
as refugees, right?
As pretty much, you know, like trying to go to a better place. I mean, it's poverty over there. People are dying from hunger. People are you know, there's no work. What can you do except try to go into the United States and look for a better life? And their first impression that they're gonna get is a jail cell. It's going to jail. They're creating people enemies of the United States. That's what they're doing. You know, these kids are gonna go home angry. You know, they're gonna go back to where, you know, where they came from, whether it's South, Central, or Mexico. And it's just I don't understand how people are allowing that to happen. They're kids. They're children. You seen the picture you put up there. I mean, those are all kids. And that's just one of them. There's a whole bunch of different detention centers where they have kids. And I'm talking about, like, hundreds of them. And, I mean, yeah, I understand you need to protect the borders. And I understand, you know, that you can't just go into the United States. That's understandable. I'm not saying that people should just flood in, you know, by the boatful. But they have to be humane with kids. I mean, these kids, they're kids.
So, you know? are they separated from their parents, or what's going down?
Yeah, it's kids by themselves.
They're like, imagine them in juvenile hall.
No, but it's not even juvenile hall. When you go to juvenile hall, you know why you're there.
It's not juvenile hall, though, but imagine them. It's basically like, they're in a jail.
It's at the detention center. They don't call it a detention center, but, you know, it's pretty much the same thing.
Either way, you know? And
but yeah, I mean, like I don't understand why it should be more of a humanitarian issue rather than a political issue, and you know, I actually have a soundbite from Obama. He's talking about the immigration issue, he speaks about it a little bit, and I want to tell about Obama. He reneged on the immigration issue. The Latinos voted for him because he was saying he was going to do immigration reform, and he reneged on it. He hasn't done anything.
And we'll be playing that. That somewhere around the show.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much BSing everybody, you know.
Yeah.
But here's the soundbite that I put up, that I got up from. Let me see. This one is from CNN, I believe. Oh, hold on, my computer's running a little slow. But yeah, I mean, like, imagine, Mary, one of your kids in another country, American-born child in another country. Let's say you go to Canada, right?
Wait. Some of these are American citizen kids?
No. I'm just trying to flip the put the shoe on the other foot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I completely relate. Yeah.
Yeah, what would an American parent do if their child was in jail in another country? They would go get him out. President Clinton went and got out people that were locked up in other places, you know, and he went with his own power, got him out, and these were adults. And the whole immigration process is a headache. It's a terrible thing to go through. And I went through it as an adult. I can imagine a child going through that, you know, the fear of being somewhere that you don't know, away from your parents, and in jail. You know?
Yeah.
But
let's see what Buhama.
Yeah.
Buhama, yeah.
Immigration's always been an issue that inflames passions. That's not surprising. You know, there are few things that are more important to us as a society than who gets to come here and call our country home. who gets the privilege of becoming a citizen of the United States of America. That's a big deal. When we talk about that in the abstract, it's easy sometimes for the discussion to take on a feeling of us versus them. And when that happens, a lot of folks forget that most of us used to be them. We forget that. I mean, it's really important for us to remember our history. You know, unless you're one of the first Americans, a Native American, you came from someplace else. Somebody brought you. The Irish, who left behind a land of famine. The Germans, who fled persecution. The Scandinavians, who arrived eager to pioneer out west. The Polish, the Russians, the Italians, the Chinese, the Japanese, the West Indians, the huddled masses who came through Ellis Island on one coast and Angel Island on the other. Now, all those folks, before they were us, they were them. And when each new wave of immigrants arrived, they faced resistance from those who were already here. They faced hardship. They faced racism. They faced ridicule. But over time, as they went about their daily lives, as they earned a living, as they raised a family, as they built a community, as their kids went to school here, they did their part to build a nation. They were the Einsteins and the Carnegies, but they were also the millions of women and men whose names history may not remember, but whose actions helped make us who we are, who built this country hand by hand, brick by brick. They all came here knowing that what makes somebody an American is not just blood or birth, but allegiance to our founding principles and the faith in the idea that anyone from anywhere can write the next great chapter of our story. And that's still true today.
That's a beautiful thing he's saying. You know, it's cool, but there's one thing saying it, and there's another thing, you know, doing something. You know, he's not. Yeah, it's cool what he just said. Yeah, you know, everybody should have a path to citizenship. Everybody should be able to be able to stay. But it's all talk. It's all talk. He's not doing anything. He promised Latinos.
So that's all contradiction based on his current actions, right?
Yeah, I mean, he says a lot. He talks a lot, but he hasn't done anything. He's brought up the Dream Act. That's it. You know, the Dream Act.
Speak a lot.
No, but that's not going to do anything. What he needs to do is use his power as a president and just do what needs to be done. Dismantle the immigration and customs enforcement, first of all, because you got two different departments together now. One of them was dealing with criminals, and the other one was dealing with immigrants. So now you got these hotshot guys that used to deal with, that are in customs, you know, dealing with drug dealers and drugs coming in, and doing the same thing with people, you know, the people that are just looking for a better life, you know. Yeah. And especially these kids, you know, like it's crazy, and it's I don't understand
and
how.
You mentioned that Obama commented that they will most likely be returned to the country.
Yeah, he said that. That's what, you know.
So that implicates that they're not even going to get a fair hearing to aid the.
No, there ain't no hearing. They don't have any rights. They're second class citizens. They're not even. They're looked at as lower, like how slaves were looked at back in the days. You know, they couldn't vote. They didn't have a word, and it's like, so what constitutes
who really is America? That's not what.
Nobody is, dude. Everybody came from another place.
No, the personality of America is like, because America right there, that's demonstrating racialness.
No, you know who America is? We are. We're the ones that are out there, you know? Like me, I don't know anything else. Now I'm countryless, you know? And I don't even have a home. I got Mexico now. Mexico.
That, I know exactly where you're coming from, man. I've been raised. I never even knew I was a Mexican until 11 years old. My mom told me.
Well, what did you think you were, dog?
Mexico? I thought I was American. I've been raised over.
You're like, I'm white.
I thought I was.
They're like, Mama, I look a little darker in the mirror. What's going on here?
And at 11 years old, I was like, what? I'm Mexican. I knew Spanish and everything.
You're like, I hate myself.
My mom, I was proud of it. But my roots were already American by that age.
Mary, when you were in school, do you remember doing the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, exactly.
I do.
Do you remember the Pledge? Remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America? That constitutes a verbal agreement with me, you know?
If I
said that, I pledge allegiance, I really meant it when I said it. I wasn't even thinking, like, wait a minute, I wasn't born here, you know? I
was thinking, like, a natural phenomenon, like,
You're feeling those words, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was over here, like, I pledge allegiance to you, America. But it's like, why is it that they can treat certain people with racism and because that's pretty much what it is, you know. They use the excuse of immigration laws and this and that, and that's not even right. You know, that's just ways of them to be racist with people, you know. All these immigration laws in Arizona, the ones that were dismantled in California,
remember
187?
Do you remember the recent law that he instead of going through the governmental branches, he uses executive power and granted immunity to some immigrations.
Yeah, I mean,
you remember?
Look at this soundbite. This guy tears. This is Univision anchor Jorge Ramos, and he spoke to Senator Boehner. Take a listen to this.
Today on Capitol Hill, Univision anchor Jorge Ramos decided to make his presence felt in Washington in a big way. House Speaker John Boehner was due to hold his weekly press conference, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was due to hold his weekly press conference. But Jorge Ramos today decided to make those news conferences into actual news. I have to say it was pretty clear that it made everybody really uncomfortable. This is not how these weekly news conference things usually go, but it definitely was news.
Mr. Speaker, we came here to ask you why are you blocking immigration reform? It's been almost a year since the Senate.
Me?
Yes,
you're blocking.
Yes, you could bring it to a vote, and you haven't. It's been almost a year since the Senate.
Well, the issue of immigration reform is an issue that I've talked about for 18 months. But the president has responsibility here as well. And when he continues to ignore Obamacare, his own law, 38 unilateral delays, he reduces the confidence of the American people in his willingness to implement an immigration law the way we would pass it. So the president has to rebuild this trust if we're going to be able to do this.
That's what Obamacare has to do with the immigration reform. The Senate passed it almost a year ago, and you haven't moved on that.
I just gave you an answer. There's nobody more interested in fixing this problem than I am.
But you can do it.
But the president... Well, listen.
You can do it, Mr. Speaker. You can do it, and you really haven't done it.
I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
I just spoke with Speaker Boehner. He's not going to move on immigration. He says that he doesn't trust President Barack Obama. So why are you keeping hope alive? Isn't it time just to say nothing's going to happen, no immigration reform? And I didn't hear neither one of you to ask President Barack Obama to stop deportation. He has deported more than 2 million people. He has destroyed thousands of families. Why not put the pressure
down?
That's
American backdoor politics for you.
And you know what? Boehner didn't have anything to say about it. All he kept doing was giving them the runaround, which is pretty much what they always do. They don't do anything with immigration. It's like an issue that's just not even touched. You know what I mean? But we got a caller on the line. We got Joel on the line. What's going on, Mr. Joel?
Welcome,
how you doing,
Joel,
man?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with all of you guys.
Okay.
The immigration
what's
the problem?
For that, sir?
Well, one thing, we don't need any more immigrants coming across the border illegally, kids or otherwise. Kids haven't been vaccinated. They can bring diseases with them. This is more or less a social invasion. Years ago, when immigrants came here, they were vetted. They had to be checked up on. They had to have a job. They had to be sponsored. this nonsense about anybody and everybody coming across the border is ruining America, amongst other things. And you're talking about right. Obama okay. not helping? He's allowing these people to come across the border. He has the Dream Act. He's got more of your people in this country than deserve to be here. People who don't come in through Ellis Island don't deserve to be in any country.
Oh, so it's Ellis Island. So you're saying that only the Atlantic Ocean is open to immigrants.
How do you come to that conclusion? I said Ellis Island. Do you know what Ellis Island
is? Right. Yeah, Ellis, that's where Statue of Liberty is, sir.
Right. That's where people have to come through in order to get naturalized, in order to get vetted, to become a natural born, not a natural citizen, but a citizen. It has nothing to do with the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, now let me say something to that, man. Now, you're saying that if you come through the Atlantic Ocean, that you should be able to stay.
I just said you don't come through the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, okay, through Ellis Island.
Right.
Okay, now, nobody can come in through Ellis Island anymore. That's all passed. They need to take down the Statue of Liberty and change everything that it says on it, because they say, bring me your poor, you're tired, you're a huddled mass.
Okay, you haven't listened to me.
None of that is...
I said...
No, I'm listening.
So what did I say in the last 2 minutes?
Well, what you're pretty much saying, sir, is that we should just close the borders down and not let anybody in. Yeah.
And what did
much.
I say in addition to that?
Well, I'm not going to repeat everything you said.
Okay,
sir.
You didn't listen. Here's what happened. Years ago, the people that Obama was talking about in that speech, which you just brought up on air, people were vetted, okay? Vetted. Look it up in the dictionary. It means you were sponsored, you were looked at, you were scrutinized. They didn't let everybody and anybody in here. Once you got in here, you had to have a job. You had to have somebody who was vouching for you. That way they didn't have an overrunning of people from other countries, not the Atlantic, coming into this country. We as Americans cannot go to any other country, just walk across the border and just say, well, you know what, I'm an American, I'm looking for a different way of life, come get me. And you're talking about...
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, you have to have a passport and a visa. Yeah, I'm sure of that.
But it's very easy to get a passport if you're an American. You get a passport and you've got to take it to the whole world.
Get the people who are coming across the Rio Grande, let them get a passport.
Now, sir, do you know how long it takes for somebody to get a paper?
Here's the thing.
Now, I mean, but it is an issue because people don't have money.
Every country has to have their own sovereignty. They have to maintain their borders. Do you not agree?
No, yeah, that definitely we do need to keep the borders safe. That is definitely something that needs to be done.
Okay, and do you agree that every nation, including America, has to have their own sovereignty?
Well, I mean, to a certain extent...
Wait a minute.
I believe that they should extend. Yeah, well, they should extend the amnesty laws. I know that's a touchy subject with Republicans and Democrats. They don't want to touch amnesty, even though Reagan had amnesty.
I know about the history. I know a little bit about
the
history of immigration. Okay.
Right.
I said, do you not agree that every nation has to retain its own sovereignty? Do you know what I mean?
No. Okay. Explain sovereignty.
Forget it.
Well, I'm asking you a question, sir. I mean, if you're saying sovereignty, now explain what you mean by that.
Every nation has to retain its own integrity, its own constitution, if it has a constitution, its own culture, its own heritage, so that it doesn't get diluted by a bunch of other immigrants coming in and not wanting to assimilate. So Germany has to retain its own sovereignty. Mexico has to retain its own sovereignty. Ecuador. Otherwise, you have the surrounding countries coming in and diluting that particular country's culture. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, that somewhat makes sense, but, like, what about when the Irish and the Scottish and the Europeans were coming in the 30s and the 20s by the boatloads and nobody did anything about that? They just allowed them to come in.
And what happened? Well, policies were almost changed at that. They happened to sneak in. They got in. They were lucky. But in 20 years, they assimilated. The Irish, the Italians, the Polish, the Germans, in 20 years, because of their kids, assimilated. And those that didn't get through because they were just lucky, they had to have been checked up by governmental agencies. And when they did come over here, they didn't just come over here and just swoop in like you're trying to make it seem, like they came over on the boat, and that was it. Some of them snuck through like they did from Cuba. Do you know we have laws that when somebody's coming over here from Cuba, if they land over here, I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're automatically, they can't get deported because of the communism.
That is the stupidest crap I've heard.
Well, pretty much is what it is. They can't get deported. They're automatically Americans. They hold you in the detention center for about a year, and then they release you in America. They don't send you back to Cuba.
Which
you know,
is,
communism,
like I said, it's a stupid thing. Every country has to retain its sovereignty. When you're a kid, now I don't know, you probably weren't born here, but when you're born
here. No, I wasn't.
Right. When you're born here, you pledge allegiance to the flag, you retain your links to your past heritage, to your mother, your father, your grandfather, your grandmother, but you become an American. Just like if you go over and born in France, and if you're an American, you go over there, your kids become French. You have to maintain a country's sovereignty. The people who are coming over here don't speak English, don't want to speak English, and are automatically put on the welfare rolls or on other doles from the government. Would you not agree with that?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent, sir. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Like, what's your background?
It doesn't matter.
You're American.
You're going to ask did my people come over here from another country?
No, I am not going to ask you that. No, I'm not going to ask you that, sir. What I was going to ask you is, have you ever been to a third world country, not Mexico, but like Guatemala, Honduras, Salvador? You know what's going on over there?
Is that my business?
There's kids coming in here. Well, I mean, yeah, it's not your business now,
okay,
but it's your business when they're coming over here
when they come over here, when they're in the poorest sectors of their particular country, and they come over here. What about the millions of people who are out of work now? What about the people who are homeless here in America now? Why should we add to those problems by bringing over here foreigners?
My answer to that, sir, is the United States needs to cut back its use on drugs. The United States is the number one consumer of drugs. So you got all these countries bringing in drugs and doing illegal things, killing people over there to get the United States to fix.
I need
to
comment.
All right.
Go ahead, sir.
My question was, what do we have to do with the people over there in the poor countries? And you're saying the United States has to cut back on drugs. That's your answer?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my answer is enforce it more. Why don't they change the laws for drugs, drug laws? You know, it's easy for somebody to make money to take drugs to the United States. I mean, the United States has put drugs into the ghettos, into Los Angeles, Chicago,
what's
New
that
York,
got to do with immigration?
Like an Iran-Contra. Well, that has a lot to do with immigration, sir.
Wow.
So these are making money for drug lords.
And do you know that the CIA is responsible for it, or most of the drugs that are coming into the country are from Afghanistan,
which the
American government
true.
Is protecting? Yeah, I mean, there's corruption all over the place. We're talking about the practical aspects of letting people who are coming in from other countries, can't speak English, have no desire to become Americans. When they send their kids to school, they don't even care whether or not their kids are doing well in school. How do I know? Because teachers have written articles about it. Also, I know of immigrants that live in my neighborhood. I know of that they don't assimilate, and they're a waste of protoplasm.
Okay, now, what's the difference between an American person and me? I went to the United States when I was two.
What about
you don't even have a home.
What is that? What America?
Yeah, I don't have a home. I got deported.
That's
from the United
why
States.
You're a
exiled.
Problem. If you
why
can't,
problem,
if you don't
sir?
Have employable skills, if you don't have the will to become an entrepreneur, if you don't have the desire to become an American.
That's what he is now, sir.
Now,
he's
let me
what?
Tell you, like, see, you're saying that I'm not opportune. You're judging me. Let me tell you something.
I am judging
I work
you.
From
you don't
home
have a home. You're
no,
probably,
yeah,
getting, you're probably on the dole. You're not helping out America.
I'm not even in the United States, man. I'm in Mexico right now. I'm not going back to the United States for the fact that they exiled
God.
Me, and they told me if they come back. See, now, that's very unfair for you to say. And I'm pretty sure your ancestors would be rolling over in their graves when they came over here illegally.
Oh, I'll tell you
they
about
that.
They, you know what? I doubt if they came over here illegally. Let's say they did, okay? Now, people have asked me the same question because you're not the only one I've called in and made these arguments with. They've said, you know what? How do you feel about the fact that your immigrants, your grandparents, your great-grandparents come over here? If they weren't allowed to come over here, you wouldn't be born. And I say, so what? If I wasn't born, if my parents weren't born, the luck of the draw. Every nation has to retain its own sovereignty. Some people are
one
very
question.
Lucky.
Go ahead, sir. Some people are very lucky.
Those of us who are lucky enough to have been born here, we want to make sure that America maintains its sovereignty. Now, if the immigrants who were coming over here, and I still wouldn't like it, if the immigrants that were coming over here, like the Indians, coming over here...
Indians are immigrants?
I'm sorry?
Indians are immigrants?
Not the native-born Indians.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. You mean the Indians from India?
Right.
Okay.
So the ones that they're coming over here, and they're grabbing the electronics jobs, the engineering jobs, the dental jobs, et cetera. They're coming over here, some of them are, I don't know how what percentage of them, but they're well-educated, some of them. I still don't like it, because that means that once they're here, they're not Americans, they're taking jobs away from other people who could be having jobs and helping the economy of the nation in which they were born. I don't want to go to Mexico. Now, I'll tell you what. Mexico is a corrupt state. I don't know why you want to stay there, but good for you to stay there.
Very.
But let's say Mexico was like Abu Dhabi, or it was like America the way it was. America is no longer a great nation. Let's say it was like America the way it was, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want me to come over and just park my ass in Mexico?
I wouldn't have a problem with that, sir, because if you make a contribution like we do, you know, the immigrants that go over there do all the work, man, that nobody else is going to do. There's nobody going to work for minimum wage picking fruit all day.
That's a
picking
fallacy.
Oranges.
That
How is that
fallacy.
A fallacy?
Because people would do it. In this economy, people
no,
are willing
wouldn't.
To do anything in order to make sure that their
I guarantee you. I guarantee you if every single migrant worker stopped working, that those companies would go to hell. Nobody would want to go do that hard work for minimum wage.
I don't see that. Minimum wage, the immigrants are doing it for $3 or $4 an hour, plus the threat that if they don't work their asses off, they can be deported. That's why the stupid employers
seems to me like
want
slavery
these people
to me.
There. That's why.
Yeah, it's legal slavery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, forget everybody's human rights and just leave them as slaves, right? Take advantage of them? Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you think I'm saying with what I just said?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds to me, too, like you're saying, sir. I mean, you're being
now,
very
you
close-minded
asked me
about people coming...
it was legal slavery, and I said it was. And then you came to the conclusion that it was okay.
Okay, let me tell you something, sir.
Yeah.
Now, I was born in Guatemala.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Central America, and right now... there is a big, massive power struggle between the cartels, the Mexican cartels.
Right.
And they're killing people by the masses. I mean, a lot of people. And now you got your son, and you have a great country 3,000, 4,000 miles away.
Right.
It's either they die or you could try and send them back. What are you going to do?
I'm going to send them back.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're going to send them.
Then they're going to die.
I'm talking about the parents. No. I'm saying the parents are doing everything they can.
I know.
To
I'm
try
not
to make
blaming
their children
the parents,
a better life.
And I'm not blaming immigrants for wanting to come over here. I am saying it is not good for a nation to receive immigrants who do not speak the language of the country to which they are going. They don't have a job. They don't have prospects for a job. And they have anchor babies. Do you think that's good?
In America, stop.
Well, Europe has immigration laws, too. And their immigration laws aren't as strict as the United States are, and the economy is great in Europe. You know, the euro is worth more than dollars.
You better study your economics.
I say the American politicians.
Well, I mean, last I heard, sir, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue about it, but...
Well, the EU, the European Union, is undergoing drastic and horrible changes and have been for years. They have a 50, in Spain, they have a 56% unemployment rate.
Yes. Spain does have very, very high unemployment.
And the rest of Europe, too. Even England.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I mean, I appreciate your honesty. And, you know, we welcome that here at Versatile Radio. And we're going to play a song right now, man. We will be right back.
All
right,
I'll hold
Versatile on. Radio.
yeah, there you go. Hold on, man. We'll be real.
Let me talk to him in the background, G.
Thank you.
how it is, my good love. And
I know I'm unmuted, but I don't hear anybody.
Okay. Welcome back to First Child Radio. This is Mary. Joe.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Now I can, yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. We just have a little bit of problems in the studio right here. Carlos, are you with us? Okay.
You're going to have a lot of problems with BTR. BTR sucks.
We're trying to, you know, switch networks right now. Did you actually ever broadcast through Blog Talk Radio?
I've co-hosted a number of shows, but I haven't owned my own show. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what were your major topics?
Well, my bailiwicks were relationships and politics. Because America is going down the toilet, not just because of immigration. And I like relationships. So I've talked about that as a co-host.
I see. What was the name of the station that you were calling in from?
Oh, it's defunct now.
Okay.
No longer exists.
Joe, where are you calling in from?
Montana?
Mm-hmm. Wow, pretty far. So you stay well connected with these political shows, correct?
I go to a few of them. I like to talk about politics, yeah.
Okay. Carlos, are you back with us? Mr. Trejos. Okay. We'll be right back, Joe, if you want to hang on.
Are you in overdrive now?
You know what? I am. I don't know quite what's going on. I believe they're having some difficulties.
Yeah, that's why nobody's going to hear you. Now, they should be on the air with you, and they should be on the same line with you and I. But, yeah, you're going to have problems with BTR. If you hang up, are you the owner of the show, or is somebody else?
Yes.
Okay,
no,
you're the owner? All right. If you hang up, then the whole show goes off the air. So you can't hang up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, I'm actually seeing they're here on the air with us.
Okay.
We'll be right back, Versatile Radio.
One and only Angel Baby checking in with you right here. Wishing my good friends with Versatile Radio a super big
happy anniversary. And congrats to you guys. Another year. Keep it moving strong. We've got more to come, right? Simon. Si se puede, 2014.
Immigration's always been an issue. Immigration's always been an issue that inflames passions. That's not surprising. You know, there are few things that are more important to us as a society than who gets to come here and grow our economy. We're going to make our country more secure. We'll strengthen our families. And most importantly, we will live up. Most importantly, we will live up to our character as a nation. That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, please bear with us here, people. We're having a few problems here on the station. Let's see if this plays. It should play right now. I do apologize for the technical difficulties.
Actually, I don't. And that's why we're here. We're going to grow our economy. We're going to make our country more secure. We'll strengthen our families. And most importantly, we will live up. Most importantly, we will live up to our character as a nation. That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. That's why we're here. That is. What we're trying. Actually, I don't. And that's why we're here. Okay.
Okay, I don't know if that somebody played
what I'd like to do.
By,
somebody, don't worry about it, guys.
I guess, on the side of immigration.
Okay, let me finish.
And Mr. Obama seems to have lost his cool there for a minute. He told him I'm the president of the free world. He brought out the juice card.
Right.
But
yeah,
I think Mary's going to play something.
Yeah,
Joe,
I'm here.
Do we still have you?
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I seem to not be able to hear anything here. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. We're going to go ahead and go into a jam here. And we'll be right back.
There we go.
All right. Yeah, but Mary's talking to Joe.
You're the only one.
as I said, we are waiting for you. Now's the time I need you, so tell me what you want me to do.
Breaking tonight, a new warning about the safety of Americans as a result of the president's decision to release five top Taliban commanders in exchange for one American soldier who may face desertion charges. This is the United States House wraps up an all-member classified intelligence briefing on the controversial prisoner swap, and lawmakers are furious. Welcome to a busy Kelly file, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. Some members of Congress are outraged tonight and speaking out, accusing the president of directly misleading the American public and flouting the law in claiming that he approved this deal without the required congressional notification because he supposedly feared a leak. This is, we learned tonight, that nearly 100 administration figures were told of the deal in advance. No fears of a leak there, apparently. All this is a new poll finds the vast majority of veterans thinks this swap was a bad move. 68% say it was wrong. Just 16% say it was the right move. And it is not just the rank and file voicing their concerns tonight. Ralph Peters is here with us on new reports that some members of the Pentagon brass are fuming over this deal and the White House's handling of it. Rick Grinnell, who has been helping some of these members of Bo Bergdahl's platoon who fear possible legal ramifications in speaking out, is also here on the attacks against these guys, including most recently by the New York Times. And then we will be joined by the...
So, is anybody there now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we fixed the issue, sir. Now, were you able to hear that clip I played of that heckler?
Oh,
Obama?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's... What do you think about that, sir?
Well, if Obama can get that easily... upset over one guy in the audience,
right.
He better resign.
yeah, you know what? I thought that was a little, like, he lost his cool right there. I didn't expect that from him. I think they caught him off guard, huh?
Yeah, you know, and yeah, but still, he's supposedly the leader of the free world. And
right.
As such,
yeah,
he's supposed
to
have a little bit of, a little bit of toughness. But I think most people know that he's nothing more than a puppet anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he's controlling anything. He's just a face to try to get the rest of the countries to look at the United States a little differently after George Bush.
There you go.
With the whole war and all that.
Right. You put it in a very brief sentence, which summed it all up.
Yeah, I mean that's what do you feel like if you could change something to not be so cruel with the immigrants? Like, what would you think would be a fair law, a fair immigration reform?
Immigration reform? Close the borders, don't let anybody
yeah.
in. Now, it's not my response.
Just completely close them?
Yeah, completely close them. I don't even want Canadians
okay.
here. People.
So you're saying militarize them?
Yeah, have people. Yeah, but
okay.
you're supposed to have security guards on the border to make sure that nobody crosses the borders. If you have open borders, then what's to stop the neighboring country from just moving tanks in or drug cartels? Which they've already done
right.
in Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Arizona has actually the most tough laws, man, the most tough immigration laws. I think a lot of Hispanics are moving out of Arizona, unfortunately. They got that Maricopa County, too, that sheriff. Or is that
yeah,
in New Mexico? Pio, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that guy is something else, man.
Yeah, he might have violated a few of the constitutional laws, but at the same time, again, no country. Now, this isn't just America. I happen to live here. I happen to have been born here. I happen to like the ideals, which we don't really live up to anymore because of corrupt politicians. But America was a place of safe haven for Americans. Germany, France,
mm-hmm.
Ecuador, they're supposed to be a safe place for their particular citizens. Unfortunately, the world being the way that it is, the people in charge of these particular countries don't really care about their citizens. So as a result,
right,
the people want to leave there and go to a safe haven. Can't blame them for that. But you can't have every country taking in everybody else's either refugees or refuse. Otherwise,
right,
it creates chaos. It's not
okay.
cruelty, because we have to look, and every country has to look, after their own natural-born citizens first. We have 94 million people who are not even looking for a job here in America. It's insane to want to have millions more add to the welfare rolls, the unemployment rolls, and an economy that we've got today.
Okay. Now, well, I mean, yeah, that's understandable, sir, but, like, what are you going to do when you don't have a job? Like, over there, people are living. You think people are poor in the United States? There's poverty over there. I mean, it's like life or death.
I know. Haiti and India, they have the worst slum conditions
right.
in the entire world. But that
okay.
is the problem they have to deal with. If you
okay,
came
now.
Home and you saw a homeless man in your apartment or your house, okay? One of these days when you get one.
Okay.
All right. So when you have
okay.
one.
Okay.
So when you have a homeless person in your house, and you're in a community where there's maybe 2,000 people, all 2,000 people have 2,000 homeless people in their houses, do you think all 2,000 should just say, good, I'm glad you're here. Now I can put you in the basement and I'll take care of you for the rest of your life?
Well, I mean, not really take care of them, just don't kick them out into the cold, you know? I mean,
well, if you don't kick them out, if you don't kick them out, then you have to take care of them.
Well, not if they get papers legally and they're legally allowed to work. I mean, if you have,
they
can't
work.
Sure,
they're
a lot
homeless
of
people. They're not working.
I mean,
they're mentally ill or they don't have skills.
Okay, so now that's a whole different thing. Though. I mean, the illegal aliens are you know, we're skilled workers. You know, I mean. I was a technician out there in the U.S., you know. I changed my life around. Yeah, I went to prison when I was 19 years old, you know.
Oh, well, that's
and,
cool. That's
like,
something that America's proud of.
Well, no, well, I mean, like look at Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney got a DUI. He almost killed somebody.
Well,
he
got a DUI
somebody.
And he shot off
and
the face of a lawyer almost. Dick Cheney.
Exactly, yeah.
You're talking about Darth Vader now. That's not a
yes.
good example. Okay.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney, all right, Dick Cheney's...
he did take it to the dark side.
Yeah, I mean, Dick Cheney's like McCain.
Okay.
So, look,
well, you know,
corrupt
a
policy.
Lot of the things... Yeah, but a lot of the things that Dick Cheney does, too, it is kind of for the better of the American
people. There's nothing
you know, I mean,
that he's ever done that was for the betterment of the American people. He
I mean,
wanted to... He
when he went to Iraq, he wanted the oil.
Yeah, and oil's at, what, $106 a barrel. When he went over there, it's something like $89, $90 a barrel, which was too high. So, I mean, we haven't benefited
right.
from it. And gas is, what, $3.79 on the average in America. Before Obama
right.
came in, it was $1.69. And before they went over to Iraq, it was something like $1.50, $1.10. So they
wow.
haven't benefited America.
Where? In California, it was like, it's been for like, for something for the past
California has
about
the
five
highest,
years.
Yeah, you've got the highest pump prices. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely do. But now, how is it that the United States gets into other countries' business when they have oil or they have some kind of interest for the United States? It's okay for them to go stick their noses in it. But
that's
when it comes
okay.
to immigration, they're like,
It's not okay.
You agree with that? It's hypocrisy.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, so I'm glad we agree on something.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the United States government. See, the United States is a great country, except for the government. The government is the engine that drives us towards our economic collapse, which will happen one day, towards the wars which the American government has started in other countries. Americans don't even know that the government has started like 15 wars. 15 started.
Mm-hmm.
Invaded other countries since 1900. Japan, China, I think Chile, Ecuador, and some other countries. There's
right.
no doubt that America is an imperialistic nation.
Yeah, I mean, they have their hands in the Middle East. You know, all that started back in World War One. You know,
exactly.
That, with that gentleman that got murdered, he was what, the king of, or ambassador? I'm not quite sure who
Stevens,
he was, but I mean,
Benghazi?
That kicked off.
Right. Well, no. This is back. I'm talking about back in World War One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was fought. You know, Germany and what was it the? I lost my train of thought there. But I mean, it was Germany in World War Two. Was Germany, you know, getting its run back pretty much, you know, because it was humiliated in World War One. And it's all pretty much the Middle East, and everybody wants their hand in the oil.
Germany, though,
you know?
Behind it, too.
Yeah, Germany. But Germany was fascist, man. That was a whole different thing. You know, they were killing Jews.
That's what that's what we are now. We don't have capitalism, okay? If we had capitalism, America would be back the way it was in the 50s. What we have is fascism, Mussolini-style and Hitler-style. We have crony capitalism.
More subtle.
Right.
Okay, now... Would you agree with the Tea Party that a smaller government would be better?
Absolutely.
Okay, but what about all the benefits and everything that goes to the American people, retirement, Medicare, and all that, or Obamacare now?
Well, do you know that
would be part of big government?
Yeah, but years ago we used to have, and I used to have a policy, because everybody's talking about Obamacare, single payer system. Let's have the same kind of health care as Canada. I used to have. Health insurance policy, which only cost $15 a month. It was an 80-20 plan. It was unlimited. In other words, if the bills were $1 billion, then the company would pay 80%. I would pay 20%. I'd have the deductibles, et cetera. It went from $13 a month. It was $13 a month. It went to $53 a month, and I had to drop it because this is years and years ago. Okay. Because the government is interfering with capitalism. When you have capitalism, you have companies, and corporations are corrupt. Yeah, but no corporation ever put a gun
to my head.
They
shouldn't be people.
Huh?
They shouldn't be allowed to be people. Corporations are like a person. They have all the rights a person does. I don't think that's right.
I'm kind of mixed on that.
Because, I mean, if they are, they should be the whoever's part of that corporation should be held accountable when they do something illegal.
Well, they are. The corporations get sued, and when they lose the lawsuits, they pay out millions of dollars. This is why tort lawyers get rich.
I mean, but there's nobody goes to jail. Look at GM right now. There's a bunch of people that are dying from those recalls, you know, and there's nobody's going to jail for that. I mean, they're digging into their pocket, but... I mean,
well, that's a lot. I mean, look, if it's going to cost them billions of dollars to recall the millions of cars, that's going to cost them a lot of money. The thing is that the government is in bed with corporations, not all of them, but the top corporations, to make sure that those top corporations don't have much competition. As a result, we're experiencing fascism. We're not experiencing the United States of the 50s. If you take a look at the history of the United States in the late 40s and early 50s, that was when the economy was humming. You only had something like 5% unemployment. You did have women working, and on $5,000 a year, you could have a house. You could have it was either a two-car garage, or it was a two-bedroom house. I think it's a two-bedroom.
Well, at that time, it was $5,000 was the equivalent of $50,000 now, more or less.
Just about, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you have government sticking its nose out of the business of corporations, even though they're corrupt, but if you keep it out, if you keep fascism out, then the Americans will enjoy a better standard of living and a lower cost of living.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but nobody's going to want to do that. What I think they should do is stop allowing corporations
millions of dollars to
call what?
Tax. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, like they could give money to politicians, you know, to fund like fundraisers, you know, and
they
donate.
They give millions of dollars to super PACs. Yeah.
Yeah, because now you got them in your pocket. Now it's like he just gave you $3-4 million for your campaign, and now you owe them. Like, you know, they're like, okay, just don't, you know, pass this law when it comes out.
Of course, why American people are stupid. Because they take a look at the lobbyists and they say, oh, okay, lobbyists. All right. Lobbyists are nothing more than an emissary between the corporation and the crooked politician. It's a bribe setup. People can get outraged enough about lobbyists, but they don't. Americans are stupid people. Americans are
I don't believe they're stupid. I just believe that.
So how come they keep voting in the same assholes every election?
Well, because we only have two choices, two assholes.
No, you don't.
Either a Democrat or a Republican.
No,
nobody
you don't.
Else wants to put any party member.
You can write in anybody else that you want.
But the people are already used to Republican or Democrat.
That's why they're stupid.
You write on the whole party.
Because, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say stupid, but I would say, you know, they're just...
Well, you don't have to say stupid if you don't want to. If you want to be diplomatic, fine. Americans are morons.
I want to say something, but I don't know how to be clever and subtle, so I'll just
So don't be subtle. I haven't been subtle.
Go for it. Yeah. Oh, man. Nah, I was just listening to the conversation, and America, they got an image problem. They want to portray themselves to the world in one way, but yeah, their actions reflect a whole other thing. And me, I was raised American. In my heart, I'm an American. Mm-hmm. And I can understand both sides of this equation where, yeah, we can't just let nobody else in here because, you know what, you water down the sovereignty. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And it's like, whoa. Next thing you know, it's like your whole neighborhood is just full of Mexicans or whatever. And to a degree, I can understand that too. You know, I wouldn't want somebody coming to my house. And next thing you know, it's like his whole
not
family
just the ethnicity.
Blew up mine.
Let me make this straight. It's not just the ethnicity. Because I live in a neighborhood full of immigrants, okay? The mm-hmm. thing is that it's not the ethnicity itself. It's whether or not the people who will come over here, whether they have employable skills. Most of them do
right.
not. So if they don't have employable skills and they can't speak the language, how are they going to get a job? They can't.
Okay.
So
if you had
job,
a...
Huh?
Okay. So if you had a choice and a clause, would you put that as a sentence in immigration reform as a requirement?
Oh, you mean like they have to learn English to become
have,
a citizen?
Have,
well, they're supposed to learn English anyway. They just don't do it. The thing
is, as
already said, I don't like immigrants... whether they're legal or illegal, because people who are naturally born in a country should have first rights, first dibs on the job opportunities, the entrepreneurial opportunities, the loan opportunities, the neighborhood opportunities. But if people are going into...
Now, what's your...
Sorry?
Okay. What's your opinion on a guy who was raised as an American since a baby?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And because they committed crimes... You know, they get an exile to a foreign country. And, well, these are people who were raised the American. Their heart and their mind is American, believe it or not.
You
know,
talking about
and,
anchor babies who have grown up here?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. We'll call them what you want to call them.
I like that, anchor babies.
Anchor
I like
babies.
That.
Yeah. There you go.
It's very hurtful to
that's,
me, but...
That's how we got over there.
But it is, but...
How about this question? How about natural-born Americans who they themselves do not get employable skills, don't become entrepreneurs,
okay.
and they become a waste? They should also follow the same fate
wow.
as immigrants. If they can
wow.
contribute to the sovereignty of the nation, and they've had their opportunities, if you're born here, you've got the opportunity.
Yeah.
If you can't do it, something's wrong with you. And you don't deserve
yeah.
to be on the dole either. Now, does
yeah.
that mean that you don't deserve to have charity or help? Of course. But not at everybody else's expense. They're
yeah.
America.
I mean, I lived in the United States for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was old enough to work, I did start working. Started at McDonald's, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to prison for 2 years, but I came out with a different mindset. I think the prison system, in a way, does work to rehabilitate people if they do want to be rehabilitated.
Okay.
I came out with the mindset of I need to quit the nonsense and just do right. In 2 years that I was out, I got a job as a technician.
Right.
Making $1,500 a week. I go
okay.
back to the United States right now and make about $2,000 a week. You know, rather than pay
for
here in Mexico,
you know?
But I don't because the judge threatened me.
Right.
I got deported. He said, "If you come back, if you step foot on American soil again illegally, I'm going to give you 8 years in prison."
Okay.
That scared the heck out of me.
Well,
yeah,
good.
So I yeah,
they do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they do it. That's why I haven't gone back. I mean, those laws, I mean, they work. I mean, I don't agree with them, but they do work because I'm not going back. I'd rather be out here poor and free than over there making money for a while, but then
and looking over
lose
your
my
shoulder.
Freedom.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
Let me give
exactly.
you let me give you another perspective. I would rather if it had to come down to this, if I had to have a choice between natural born Americans who wasted their legacy, didn't get employable
mm-hmm.
skills, couldn't get a GED, I would rather
American
have immigrants
research.
Who are college educated okay, college educated, than to have a natural born American, because that natural born American is going to act like white trash, and they're going to bring down the real estate value of the neighborhood.
And that should be the standard by which people
are judged
by. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not where you're born. It's like, hey, what kind of person are you? What kind of man are you? What can you do? Where do you come from?
That's how they do it in Canada.
What are your morals? You know, what do you believe in? And if you measure up,
yeah, but why are so many immigrants trash? They go into a neighborhood, the normal average neighborhood, and the immigrants are there. They bring down the real estate value.
But
why?
Which immigrants are you talking about? Like all of them in
all
general?
Of them.
Or okay, now you got to remember, those are second-class citizens. They're not the same as you. So they're already from the beginning. They're already being set up for failure because they're not being able to get the good jobs that you are. They're not able to get the good education you are. Pretty much they don't have.
Why do they act like trash? I'm not saying why do they get.
Because they're angry.
Why do they? No. They leave garbage outside.
I'm gonna tell you why.
They make noise. They smoke inside and outside. They hang around the building. They do a lot of stuff which normal people do not do. Middle class people.
Okay.
Who have college education do not.
Those are
do
no
this.
More people.
Well, they're
yeah, well,
of their
okay,
environment.
You're right. The middle class in America is gone. But if you have college educated people, they went through 4 years and 6 years of college not to become trash. They went through those years because they're ambitious. They suffered, well, they didn't really suffer, but they went through 4-6 years of going to classes and listening to boring teachers and having to do stupid term papers and having to get good grades in order to become part of the American dream. And they don't want their neighborhoods or their environment messed up. But when you get peasants coming over here from Yugoslavia, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Ecuador.
Man, so far as peasants.
Puerto Rico, too. That's America. Puerto Rico's America.
Puerto Rico is their citizens.
They're
a protectorate. Okay, technically they're part of
right,
America.
Right, they're like Cubans. Well, not as much as Cubans. They're more than Cubans because they actually are citizens.
They're
citizens.
They're going to be a Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rico's not a state. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Jesus, they freaking
yeah,
yeah,
man. Those
it's
a, are the,
it's
those
part of Florida, right?
Huh? What, Puerto Rico?
It's like an extension of Florida or something like that. It's not
no,
a state.
No, that Cuba's off of Florida. Puerto Rico's in their own stupid place
Puerto
on the
Rico's
planet.
Puerto Rico's fostered by America.
Why is it that the United States took over there? Like, why can they do it there and Puerto Ricans are considered Americans?
Well, what do you mean? Why did they do
like,
it?
Why is it that Puerto Rico was adopted by the United States, but yet other countries that are right next to it, like Mexico
Mexico's a legitimate country. Puerto Rico is nothing more than a bunch of islands. We probably wanted it for. I know one reason that they wanted Puerto Rico is that there's a lot of governmental chemical dumping that was done back in the 40s and 50s.
Okay. Oh, so it was like a I owe you kind of thing?
No, it was a way of dumping chemicals and having experiments over there. But in Hawaii, how would you like to be a Hawaiian?
You guys did that because America doesn't.
Huh?
Go ahead, man.
I would like to be in Hawaiian. You go to work, you go to sleep on Sunday, and Monday morning you wake up, all of a sudden you're annexed into becoming a state for the United States.
And so they weren't even asked, they were just taken?
They took it.
Yeah. How come the United States doesn't take any kind of responsibilities for what it's done in the past
because
with the Indians?
Because we have corrupt government. We have a very corrupt government. Do you know?
They call it manifest destiny.
Yeah, manifest destiny. Right.
Yeah, I can't believe that word.
Right. That was a fact, I think, during Polk's time or back in the 1800s. But
they actually named it. Wow.
Yeah. We have a corrupt government. And do you know that just based on the convictions alone, there are more convictions of congressmen from Congress who have been convicted of felonies per capita.
Okay.
There's only 435 people in Congress.
Per capita. Yeah.
Per capita. Then I think either the leading or the second leading poorest and most crime-filled county in the United States. So in other words, if you take a look at the most the most crime-filled county. I think it's, and it's, what is it called? It's called the South Bronx in New York.
Okay.
And that's all Puerto Rican, too, by the way. That's why.
Now, isn't that like one of the worst, they have like a lot of police beatings there and a lot of police brutality there? They do a lot of stereotyping there, like, you know,
I don't know.
That's
the Puerto Rican side, man, it's not stereotyping. But the thing is that Congress has more convicted felons per 100 people than your poorest county in America. So Congress is not that you should respect. I don't.
In other words, you're saying that you have a congressman or running around who are basically a bunch of criminals.
He's a crook.
Professional criminals.
Yeah,
and
I've been
they're
on other shows
with it. They would have to dismantle the whole government.
Yeah, I've been on shows where they've interviewed senators and they've interviewed congressmen.
And I make them feel
embarrassed. I've made a couple, at least one person, just get off the show because of what I was asking them. Because I have no respect for these cocksuckers. They're the ones that are ruining America. They're the ones who are bringing America down.
I agree with you totally with that.
You know, and everybody's going, well, thank you, Senator, or thank you, Congressman. You're doing a wonderful job. You're not doing a wonderful job. You're an asshole. You voted for taxes to go up. Yeah, in your campaign, you said you would vote against taxes. You're voting for imperialism. You're making sure that we invade Iraq and Afghanistan. You're not doing a good job. And I had one guy, well, I didn't come over here to be drilled like this. I said, well, then you shouldn't have run for Congress.
Hey, he has to take the criticism, man. They work for the people, you know?
Exactly.
Now, going back to this this issue with the children, man, the children in immigration right now, that doesn't kind of make you feel bad as an American, what they're doing with those kids, sir? Honestly.
I remember you saying they were treating the kids cruelly. Do you know that the kids get better treatment than natural-born veterans?
Well, they're still in the detention center, sir. That's scary for a child.
They're lucky they didn't get
adult.
Drowned in the Rio Grande.
Well, I mean, for that fact, they're lucky they didn't get that beast, that train that they go through to get from Central
and
South America.
Oh, yeah,
the
death train. Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, that's called the beast.
Yeah,
and,
well,
I mean, it lives
they all
up to its name.
You know what? I can't go to a country just walk across the border.
Sure you can. You're an American. Over here you can. You come over here, man. And,
I'm going to go over to Mexico.
Work for a week. Man, we're going to harvest you for your organs out here, sir.
Work for a week
over here, man.
Yeah. Make $1 million.
That's
okay,
right.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break here, Joe, man. We'll be right back. We're
okay.
Radio. All right, now.
Ninety-six big body sitting on chrome. Somebody wake me, I'm dreaming. I started as a seed, the semen. Swimming upstream, planted in the womb, while screaming. On the top was my pops. My mama screaming, stop from a single drop. This is what they got, not to disrespect my people. But my papa was a loser. Only plan he ever, mama was the bunker and the fuser. Even as a little seed, I could see his plan for me. Stranded on welfare, another broken family. Now what was I to be? The product of the seed, he passed. Mama got pregnant, and papa got a piece of ass. Look how it began. Nobody gave a fuck about me, pistol in my hand. This cruel world can do without me, I cannot survive. Got me asking white Jesus, will a nigga live or die? Cause the Lord can't see us in the deep dark clouds of the project. Ain't no sunshine, no sunny days, and we only play sometimes. When everybody's sleeping, I open my window, jump to the street and get me creeping. I can live or die, hope I get some money before I'm gone. I'm only 19, I'm trying to hustle on my own. On this block where everybody and they pops trying to slang rock. I'd rather go to college, but this is where the gang stops. Don't get it wrong, cause it's all its own. From dust to dawn, you can buy a rock, blocks over herringbone. You can ask my man, he's a mind reader. Keep my nine here all the time, this is how we grind. Meet up at the cemetery, then get smoked out. Pass the weed, nigga. Now Hennessy will keep it up. Everywhere I go, niggas holler at me. Keep it real, G. And my reply till they kill me. Act up if you feel me. I was born not to make it, but I did. The tribulations of a ghetto kid, still I rise.
96 big body sitting on chrome, and still I rise. 96 big body sitting on chrome.
I stay sharp as always, running your bricks with blicks. Do your project always, dumping crews like twos. Nigga, all day secrets of war, prepare me for the worst. A life that's lavish, full of cabbage, all life that's in the hearse. But now my dreams, it seems dope. These places, triple beans and things, bro. Diamond piggy ring, got the loop popping out my jeans. Dynamically, this dude will twist your shit ceramically. Able to write a fatal verse with no profanity. It's on for Al G, Nico Storm and Nasty. Milk, I put a hole in your crew trying to pass me with no remorse. You get blasted full force. A Nike endorsement doing shootings on a horse. Worldwide supremacy, all y'all remember me. Hung over from Hennessy with a menacing tendency. Police be clocking me, so I be dipping, slipping sloppily. Sipping vodka, being ditching clips on private property. When 5-0 be coming, niggas be running for their life and freedom. The type to beat them, hitting gates and breaking, trying to lead them to pit terriers. Montclair getting scarier. They nines, they shoot them in secluded areas. The barrier, not me. I burn them off the dick, staying scot-free. So Taz harass my ass, try to have the ad Foxy. My nigga fell, giving the whole Essex County trigger hell. Running the fucking block and ducking cops trying to get up in 96, my Glock, my plastic passion for blasting bags. No faces for open casts, peeling your cat backwards. Your cowards ain't prepared for pistol practice. I send my missiles through your mattress, leaving holes in your body like a cactus. While me and my crew be bopping, more greens the topic. And loot to keep the scenes in my motherfucking jeans popping. Leaving your spleen to pick up. Half of you niggas is softer than a snicker. Let's go to war and see who draw quicker. And still I ride. And still I ride.
Big body sitting on chrome.
What you
motherfucker?
I'll still come up.
Everybody, I want to thank Joel for joining us today. I wanna challenge you to a debate, sir.
I thought
maybe have you back
that
on the show. No, whoa. Well, I wasn't really prepared for you. I have to. You got me on a few times there, sir.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Definitely.
If you do your research, there is no debate because you'll be on my side. So, all right.
Well, not on everything. I mean, I do agree that we definitely need to keep the border safe, you know, because,
right.
There are bad people out there, and, you know, there's nuclear bombs out there, and, you know, it's just a matter of time before that suitcase bomb, you know, goes through. And,
well, yeah.
Do you know
how open we, not only through the Mexican border, but we're open. Do you know that some of our ports are actually owned by the Arabs? Owned by the
really,
Arabs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of oil money, right?
Yeah, but and also because the politicians allow them to own seaports where you can smuggle anything in at any time. They own them. They don't rent them. They don't lease them. They own them.
They don't have to go through customs?
Oh, let me see. They probably do, but being that they own them and where, I mean, then the Saudi Arabians, the other members of the United Arab Emirates, they're not exactly friends of ours, so if they wanted to bomb us, they could skip customs because they own the ports.
Wasn't 9/11 planned by Saudi Arabia? Wasn't Bin Laden, Saudi Arabian, and his
family? Bin Laden denied responsibility for it. The first tape is considered a doctored tape. The second tape is considered a tape by him. He said he didn't do it, but that the United States did deserve it. Okay.
Oh, wow. I think 9/11 was definitely done by the American government. The way those buildings fell, they were demolitioned.
So do I.
Yeah, I mean, that's a terrible thought, and people don't want it to be warm and
There's
fuzzy, but
the
that's the reality of it.
The American government has a history of doing these kind of things. During JFK's time, there was a plot to have airplanes looking like American airplanes. They would have,
mm-hmm.
I think, Marines on them. And they would be shot down by Americans, but they would make it look like the Cubans did it. That's a false flag operation.
Okay.
A
lot of the wars were started. Like Vietnam was started over a lie too.
That's right. The Tonkin Bay.
Yeah,
Tonkin.
That ship that.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that was that's like a proven fact. That's you know they lied to
exactly.
people. So they've done it before. They will do it again. Definitely.
Of course. So we have, not we, the American government, they have a history of doing stuff like this in order to get us into wars. And the major goal, the end game, is to enslave Americans.
Okay.
It's the history
like with
of all governments is to enslave the people. I'm going to ask you a question.
I think
go ahead,
man.
Here's the question. What do you think is the major cause of death throughout the world, historically?
Historically? War.
That would be a good answer. That would have been my answer at the beginning. I found out something
mm-hmm.
different.
Okay.
It's called democide. D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E. Democide.
Democide.
It's
okay.
Governments killing their own people.
Wow. Because they're expendable in their eyes.
Exactly. So it's not just by sending them off to war. It's by killing them through starvation, through other means. America has a history of radiating its people, of sterilizing their people, killing off the Native Americans, enslaving blacks. But that's the obvious stuff. Look up democide
right.
and Google. You'll be amazed.
I'm going to have to Google that. That's definitely a new one. I didn't even know that word existed. Democide. Okay, I'm going to have to definitely look into that one.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Just one quick question. Do you believe we're going into the Third Reich?
Yeah, basically. I mean, the Third Reich never really left. Communism never really left. It's all the New World Order is all about the Old World Order. During the times of Nero, Caligula, and Caesar, what is it that they wanted to do? They personally wanted to become gods, right?
They wanted to
be like Hercules, they wanted to be like Odin, they wanted to be like whatever god they believed in.
Caligula was crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of idea has never left. When you're super rich, you have an overdose of megalomania. The Rothschilds, in my opinion, I don't have any smoking proof, I just have the connected dots type of proof. The Rothschilds run the world. the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, it's called transhumanism. They want to merge their bodies with androids so that they can become like God. They can become plastic and steel machines, immortal beings.
Wow, they're going to a whole other level then with it. I mean,
of course. But that's also public. That you can look up. Transhumanism, you can look that kind of stuff up. It's they're all
like that, like Transcendence kind of? Like that recent movie with Johnny Depp?
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that deals with it, putting its consciousness into a computer. And then it gets smarter because it's a computer, and then it starts taking over the world. Starts doing all
kinds that's more, and that's more like AI. AI is super dangerous. Oh, not even the Rothschilds.
Yeah, no good come of that.
Be careful, man.
Every physicist says that as soon as the artificial intelligence, they make that. I mean, that's going to be a very big problem.
It's the destruction of the world. You're not going to stop it.
Now, where do you see America in 20 years?
Bankrupt. Maybe a civil war. I don't know if the civil war, people predict the civil war. I don't know if the civil war is coming. But it'll be bankrupt. People will be paying much higher taxes. Inflation will be over 10%. It's over 10% a year now, according to my calculations. It'll be super high. It might even be hyperinflation. But we'll have the loss of our liberties. We have drones already. So that's like the Terminator movie. What was it? Internet? What do they call it? Not Internet. In the Terminator movie.
Oh, Skynet.
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 So it's going to be worse,
You mix AI with drones, you've got Skynet. Oh, by the way, if you look up on YouTube, they've already created drones that are autonomous. They can fly in formation without being given instructions by a human operator.
Oh, so it's making its own decision?
That's exactly right. They make their own decisions.
Oh, wow.
And they're working on nanotechnology for the little nanorobots to do the same thing.
Yeah. And then all these quantum computers coming out, too. They say in the next 20 years, they're going to be able to replicate the human brain.
Stuff they barely unleashed, too.
Yeah.
There's new things.
They have all kinds of
stuff. A whole other beast right there.
And who's funding it? It's DARPA,
yeah.
A governmental military agency.
Yeah.
So we will have Skynet. Hopefully, I'll be dead in 20 years. Because I don't want to live with this crap.
If you're not dead, I'll see you after the third ride is over with.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Joe, we're going to have to definitely have you back, man.
If you have another show, I'll be back.
Okay, I'll definitely keep you posted if you could give your information to... I'll get it from you right now as soon as we get off the air, sir. But thank you, man. Thank you for coming on giving us your thoughts.
I don't have any email or anything. I don't contact people on BT. I don't have social media because years ago knew that we were being surveilled by the government. I was a political activist.
Okay.
So I didn't want them to know who I was, what I was doing. So
everything that's on the internet, social media is being monitored by the government. That's definitely true. The NSA is...
Yeah. Everything we said today is...
So how are you communicating now, Joe?
I'm on the phone.
Old school, huh?
But I don't send people on BTR. I don't send people on BTR my email. I don't send other people that I don't know my email. I don't communicate with people via the internet.
You keep it simple then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people might say you're paranoid, but, you know, that's kind of smart, man. Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people might say, okay, that guy is a little off, you know, but it's understandable. Look at what the, what's his name, what was his name, Robert Frost or Chris, Robert Frost, right? The one
I think he
released all those NSA Snowden cables. Snowden, there you go. I knew it was something to do with code. Yeah, Snowden.
Right.
There you go.
Robert Frost, he's a poet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. He's the one that wrote for Nixon, right, that interview, thinking of Frost. Okay, now... Do you feel he should be punished the way they want to put him in jail or actually kill him?
Who, Snowden?
Yeah.
He's a hero.
He did release, but he did release other things that shouldn't have been released, too.
Why not?
That should have been, there's some things in there that's like, you know, making America look really, really bad.
Who cares? America is bad. What he did, he released documents that show that we were being spied on by an agency that said they weren't spying on us. Do you know what happens when they spy on everybody? They've got
no more privacy.
What?
Privacy is done. There's no, you know, they
yeah, but
zoom
you
in
know
from
the
a satellite to a quarter.
if no citizen has any privacy, then the government knows exactly where you are, who you're associating with, how you spend your money. They'll know, or they'll assume, because don't forget, they're also trying to come up with machines that have algorithms to determine whether or not, predictively, you're going to commit a crime. Now, committing a crime to the government in the future is going to be whether or not you're a dissident, somebody that is against governmental policy. So when you have that, that means Third Reich, that means communism, that means no freedom at all.
Right. One person gets spoon and fork, everybody gets spoon and fork.
There you go.
Oh, man, that's... But why is communism so bad
Mexico.
If everybody is equal? Huh?
I said you're lucky you're in Mexico.
I don't really see communism as bad as you know. I mean, because everybody is equal. You know, there's no rich, there's no poor. You know,
you're talking about communism?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So, you got a guaranteed job, but you're not going to work where you want to work. You've got a guaranteed house, but you can't fix it. You can't alter it. You have to live where they tell you.
But it's yours.
It's not yours. It's given to you by the government. The government will never give you anything that you own outright.
They don't pay rental.
Or they might say, here's your house. You don't have to pay, but we can take it away from you anytime we want.
Okay, so that's kind of, that's a control, way of control.
Yeah.
That's right.
But American government does it too. United States has, 40th in education? You know, keep people dumb, just so they won't
that's
ask too many
I
questions.
Said. The Americans are stupid people. You disagree with me.
No, I didn't disagree with you. I didn't want to seem like I'm the one saying.
Oh, okay.
people are going to be like, now Americans are stupid.
Americans have been stupid, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being stupid. Most people that travel to Europe, they say they're Canadian when they're coming out from out here.
Oh,
so,
really?
United States tastes bad in everyone's mouth after Bush.
Well, then they're smart.
Yeah, and they don't want to get harvested for their organs.
Don't light up the first cigar if it comes out.
Okay, man, we're gonna wrap it up here, man. Thank you very much, Joe, for joining us, man. Hopefully we can have you back on soon.
Yeah, when does your show come on?
I'm going to do one in the next 2 days.
2 days? Okay.
Yes, the next couple days. Probably next week, if at the latest. I'm trying to get it in there the next 2 days. I'm going to be more prepared for you.
Yeah, you're better.
Right, yeah, you're a good adversary, sir.
So what's
all
the
right,
name, of, what's the name of the
much.
Show again? Let me take a look.
It's a Versatile Radio, and it's going to be Real Talk.
Real Talk.
Tuesday.
What?
Yes.
Real Talk.
Versatile Radio.
Oh, Versatile Radio? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the station here, sir. You can find it on
remember on Friday, I'd like to be back and talk about different issues. And but
I'm gonna have
if you do your research, there's no debate.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be on my side.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my smart boy shoes on and make sure
we're gonna smash on you next time.
This I gotta see.
All right, so you have a great night, huh?
You too.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, take care now. Bye bye.
God bless America.
Mexico.
Take your time.
you need to do your research on the music.
Yes, you do. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to Versatile Radio. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah,
oh, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. But yes, thank you very much, Mary, and thank you, Joe, out there. And yes, definitely gonna have to do a part two to this show. Definitely. But good night, everybody. Versatile Radio in the house.
See you when I see you.